Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool. With Leanne Campbell.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Ladies of Liverpool. This week, we're going all fit because we are a bit fit, aren't we? You might not be doing any fitness, but you're still fit. We might change all that today. Change your view on exercise with Prinny Fitness. We do like to big up some of our local businesses as well. Supporting small businesses has never been more important. So this episode, I'd love to give a shout out to ClaresLiverpool.com. If you're going to have a little look, it's Claire's spelt K-L-E-K-L-E-A-E-R-C. So it's ClaresLiverpool.com, an independent beauty brand right here in Liverpool, family run since 2001. Think festival fashion, premium nails, lashes, lip glosses, and loads more. So if you fancy having a look, it's ClaresLiverpool.com, and we'll tag them into all of our social posts. For now, though, let's sit back with a box of chocolates, a couple of sugars in our tea, and just talk about how we're going to get all fit and fabulous with Prinny Fitness.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies. So we've got you here now. We've got you on Skype. Do you know what? It's been a battle, not only because you don't know how to work Skype, but also because you're a bit nervous. I can't believe you're nervous, Kim.
Leanne, I did warn you. I'm a nervous wreck.
I can't believe, literally, honestly, the most confident person I know. She's up there. She's doing classes to hundreds of people every morning, 7 o'clock, shouting the odds, putting us through our paces. And she's like, talk, I can't do that. Of course you can. I'm going to start at the beginning with you, Kim, okay? So we get a little flavour of what you're all about. So talk me through you as a child. How old were you when you started doing gymnastics? That's what got you into all fitness and health, isn't it?
So I started when I was, I'd say about 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And I went to just the Saturday morning class, really. I went with my sister and it was just something to do because my mum said I was just doing cartwheels all the way down the street and handstands in the living room and all that. So she took me down to, it was Sankey in Warrington. Yeah. So we went in there and I done it. It was just, it was one of them. I done my first class and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It just went from there, Leah.
Something just clicked. So how'd you get from that little tiny girl who just loves doing cartwheels to being part of an Olympic squad?
It's crazy. So from there, it was a hobby, to be honest, Leah. I done it. I absolutely loved it. Yeah. And then it got to the stage where I went going to school because they was asking me to train and then I got picked for the squad. So before that, I ended up going to City of Liverpool, Park Road.
Yeah.
You've got to be picked kind of to get into the squad. So it just all happened so fast for me. And it just went from there.
How old were you when you became part of the team?
So I was 12.
That's a lot of, I imagine it's quite stressful in many ways for a 12-year-old girl who's going through body changes and starting secondary school and all that, making new friendship groups. Did this help you because you were part of this gymnastic family?
Do you know what? I'm not really a stresser. I'm nervous. Don't get me wrong. I get nervous with a lot of things, but I don't stress about anything. So I just kind of took it on the chin. It was just, I knew it was my time. When I got picked for the squad, I knew this was, you know, it was now or never for me to go for it.
You've got your friendship groups then. Your gymnastic friendship groups are all there supporting you. What about your mates from normal school? What school did you go to?
Rainhill High.
So your mates at Rainhill High, were they supportive?
Oh,
was there a little bit of jealousy there?
No, not at all. They were, you know, they knew the score. They knew, obviously, I couldn't go out with them and all that. So I did miss all that growing up with me mates. But no, to this day, they still support me nonstop. Oh,
that is brilliant because it does make such a difference when you've got your girl squad. You can sort of take on the world, can't you? So
definitely.
As a young girl then, did you ever struggle with your weight? Is that why you're so, like, not sympathetic or supportive? You're just so assertive when it comes to putting a plan in place for other women. Did you ever have to do this for yourself, or are you just naturally really slim?
Well, going back to the gymnastics days, it was very strict, to be honest. Like, especially, you know, with a competition coming up, you wouldn't get put on a diet as such, but you'd get weighed, you'd get measured. So I kind of think I've always had that, you know, in the back of my head. You've got to look a certain way. I mean, gymnasts look a certain way anyway. And, you know, it was hard. It was hard trying to stay in shape and that, but that's definitely stuck with me from after my gymnastics days to helping other women.
So have you always been healthy when it came to looking at your figure and what you eat and how you train? Have you ever, because you hear from a lot of girls, you sometimes can go off track and really become obsessed with it. Did that ever happen to you?
No, not at all. No, I'm not. You know, if I want a Mackey's, I'll go and have a Mackey's. I'm not so strict. No, no.
Yeah. Well, that's good for all of us. I mean, it can work both ways. If you have been through that, it's nice to come through the other side and teach other people from
the mistakes
you've made or your journey. But for you, you've always attacked it in a healthy way. I imagine your family were supportive, if your friends were supportive. So what did you learn through being part of an Olympic gymnastics squad that you now pass on to other ladies of Liverpool through your course?
Do you know what? It's just the teamwork, the amount of support that you get from the girls. It's unbelievable. And it's, you know, that was part of my life. A good 10 years, I grew up around the same girls and you learn things from them. And it's just believing in yourself and having the right people around you to do things. It helped you.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Talk to me then about the basics. So, you know, someone now tuning in, going, right, I've tuned into this Pretty Fitness one because I need to know the secret to losing weight. I know there's not one secret to losing weight, but combined, what are your tips right now that someone can take away with them this instant?
Okay, so what I always say to me girls is I'd always have like a small goal. So even if it's like a 2 to 3 week goal, set yourself a little goal because it's nothing, especially with this plan that I've done for 28 days. 4 weeks is absolutely nothing. If you can smash that goal in 4 weeks, you know, who says you can do another 4 weeks? It's just small goals and you'll go a long way.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there because loads of people say to me, I have so many people inbox me on Instagram, they're like, come and do this shake diet, come and do this, that, and I am a sucker for any kind of bandwagon. I'm on with my suitcase, rearing to go. I've done shakes, I've done Atkins, I've done keto, I've done them all, and I do give up on them. Fail at every single one of them. When you messaged me about your 4 week program, which was, you know, shock horror, healthy eating and doing exercise every day, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can commit. And I did put it off, didn't I, for a couple of months?
Yeah, you did. And I didn't stop.
Oh. I know. And she was like, are you ready for this month? I was like, oh, well, I can't because I've got Valentine's Day. So I'm going to eat loads on that 12 weeks. And then it got to March. And I went, right, I'm going to do it ahead of Easter so I can have a proper blowout. So that's going to be my drive. Because people say to you, it's a life change and small goals don't work. It's all about changing things for life. I've got to say personally, and who am I? I know nothing. I disagree. I tend to agree with what you're saying. I think these little goals trigger me in a different way.
They do. I mean, if you're setting yourself a long goal, you know, you fall off the wagon straight away. All different events are coming up. It's just, you've got to be focused. You have got to be focused and you've got to be in the right mindset as well from the get-go to do it.
So your plan, let's talk about this in depth. 28 days, you're on your own. If you're like me, you've got a husband, you've got a couple of kids, you're on your tod, you're making your own meals, you're not having bolognese with the kids, you're doing your own healthy version. You know, you've got to be really, like you say, totally focused. So tell everyone else what's involved in this 28-day plan, which makes it different to other things like the shake diet and all that were being offered everywhere we look.
Okay, so it's your 28 days for £28. It works out at £1 per day. It is, I'd say it's an affordable package. It's very practical because you're on a private Instagram with all the workouts. You can access it at any time of the day, morning, noon and night. It doesn't matter what time you want to jump on, you can jump on. And it just fits in, at, you know, if you've got kids or if you are working, you can do it at your own pace.
I made the mistake, Kim, last night. For the first time, usually I do it straight after work, like before my lunch. It's 30 minutes and it's different every day. And it's like, I do the YouTubey ones every now and again. And it's like, here's four exercises, let's do them 12 times. And I just get bored stiff and I turn it off. I'm like, oh, can't be bothered. I know what's coming up next. With yours, and this is just some personal feedback from me, because I don't know what's coming up next. And I'm not repeating the same thing over and over again for half an hour. It keeps me going, so I don't dread it.
Keep it on your toes,
I look forward to it. But yesterday, instead of doing it before me lunch, I put it off and I was like, I'll do me walk. I'll take the dog out. I'll sort the house out. I'll do it before bed. I was wrecked. I was absolutely wrecked. There I was, fully unprepared. I was in my knickers and a hoodie with the blind shut and a lamp on. And I was like, oh, this is not the vibe, girl. This is not what Kim is wanting from you. So I've learned my lesson.
So I'll do it
before my lunch. I did do it. I did all of it. And honestly, good. I had the kids either side of me because they're nagging me for everything. Can we have another Easter egg? Can I ring me mate? Can I FaceTime Daisy? And I'm like, talking to them whilst doing my sit-ups in my drawers with my weight, giving it the bits on my bedroom floor. Honestly. But even saying that against the odds as number one, you know, giver upper. I didn't give up and I've been doing give it every single day.
Well, I'm
the
diet's
on the other hand. Well, thanks. Ladies of Liverpool. So your workouts aren't all about doing a million burpees and doing your mountain climbers that everyone hates. It's not about that. It's weight training. Talk me through it, what it is.
Basically, so every night I'll come up with the exercises, I'll spend a good hour. And that's why I went taking it back to when you said it's never the same, you don't know what's coming up. Mm-hmm. Every night I'll do it for an hour and I'll change it up and it'll keep you on track. Yeah. So it's a body hit. You can use your weights if you want to, or you don't have to use your weights. You can do whatever you want, to be honest. You can push yourself as hard as you want and really go for it.
Some days I feel like, oh, I've copped out a bit there because I'm not absolutely knackered at the end of it. But I look on my little watch and you've burned 300 calories.
And you've done it, yeah.
But that's the same amount I'm doing. I'm burning off if I'm going for a run. So
that's what I mean. Bad knees
or bad backs or anything like that.
Yeah.
Is this the future, this like weight training?
It's just, you know what it is? It's, that's what I mean. A lot of people think do 100 burpees and all this. It's not, you know, you've got to take it at your own pace and anyone can do it. Any age as well. Anyone can absolutely do it.
I've got a little bit of an exclusive here. So between me, you, the gay post, and all the thousands and thousands of people that listen to this podcast, I was suffering right with my back for a while to the point where I had myself, you know, like diagnosed in my head with all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
Finally get an MRI scan and they said, now I can't pronounce what it is that they told me. I think it was January I actually got a diagnosis and they said, you've got cervical, I call it spondylosis and it's totally not spondylosis, but it's like that.
Yeah.
And it basically means it's in between my little vertebrae. I've got no sponge there. So it's just bone on bone. So I'd lift something up and the next day I couldn't move. I'd be in agony in one shoulder. I've started doing this with you. Hand on heart. The improvement is ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought that would help.
No, honest to God, Leanne, the amount of people that get put off by exercising because they've got an injury, a lot of the time, exercise helps it. If you start moving your body and you're getting your joints going and everything, it'll be a massive improvement for you. And you've just said it yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I think because I've always been weak when it came to upper body strength. And I don't know whether that improvement is taking the pressure off the way I hold the top of my back.
It will be, yeah. Is your posture as well?
Yeah, possibly that as well. But I've noticed a difference. So if that is the thing that's putting you off, maybe like me, you know, you're getting on a bit, you're 40, and you're thinking, oh, I can't be bouncing around doing burpees in my bedroom.
Oh, you can.
You totally can. You totally can, to the point where I would say, it's you who probably needs to sign up to this more so than someone who's dead fit, who goes to the gym, who can run round the block 10 times.
Definitely.
This is something different. And for £1 a day, I sound like an advert here. This podcast isn't an advert at all. It's just something to keep you going. So if someone made the first step now, and like me, I listen to podcasts when I go on a walk, that's when I tune in. So you've got them now and maybe you're ready to just do something a little bit more, you know, seeing the results you'd want to see from just doing your walks. Maybe it's time to sign up. So how do they sign up, Kim?
So they'll just give me a little DM on Instagram on Prinny's Fitness and I'll get them signed up straight away. So the next intake now will be Monday the 3rd of May. And this intake that I've just done has been the biggest one. So it's expanding really quick,
And it's lovely seeing all the comments under the videos. So you see all these other girls and then you all start following each other and you get little DMs. Like I'll get a girl messaging me going, have you stuck to your calories today? I'm like, no, not today. But I'm going to do it twice. She goes, oh, well, I'll do it twice. And I don't know these girls. These girls don't know me, but we are
it's
like
support,
a little bit of
though,
fatigue.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's good. You've got all that to, you know, keep you going. It works.
Ladies of Liverpool,
talk to me about your daughter then. So in your house, who lives there? Have you got a partner? Is it just you and your little girl?
So I'm just in the middle of buying my own house. So I'm in with the parents at the minute. I know. Okay. I'm growing up.
Wow. Don't do it. It's a trick.
Too late now. I've signed it.
Oh, lovely. So is it just you and your little girl moving in?
Me and my little girl, yeah. And then we've got so I'm with my mum and dad, the dog Coco.
Oh, boy.
And yeah. Like I say, my parents helped me out massively, especially with work. So I've always been forever grateful for them, especially with my gymnastics days as well, Leanne, because, you know, they take me up every single day there and back to Liverpool, sometimes twice a day as well. So to have that support from my mum and dad is, I'll never forget it.
You are
very lucky. Very lucky, yeah.
And to do your own thing like this now, self-employed, doing your own business, creating your own brand.
Yeah.
Anyone who does that on their own without support, I just... take me hat off to them. I don't know how they do it. I'm like you, I'm lucky I've got the support, but for so many girls they don't have it, so sometimes you have to look in other places, and you know your fitness thing is a place you could look if you're looking for support and building up friendships and all that kind of thing. Talking about your little girl, so moving as a girl who, you know, you've gone on and you've done brilliant things and you've trained hard and you're obviously very disciplined, what's your message to your little girl on the daily when you're talking to her and you're trying to create this boss little human? What life advice do you give her that maybe we listening in can take away with us?
I want her to follow me footsteps in a way of independence, really, and just never take a no for an answer as well. Like I won't be a pushy mum, don't get me wrong, won't be like you've got to do this, but I'll always want her to try and have a good go at everything really in life. And just to let her know that I'm always there to support her with whatever she chooses to do in life.
Is she showing any signs of doing gymnastics?
She can shake her hips, Leanne.
She can twerk.
She can twerk and she can do the split.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That is a powerful message there that you're putting across, though. I do believe, and my nan years ago used to say, you know, it's all good and well getting engaged and everything like that and expecting this big diamond off a fella. But if you can put your own diamond on your own finger,
100%.
You're set for life.
Yes, and definitely.
When she said it, we were younger. I don't think I really understood it, but I obviously took it on board, because it was almost that message of don't leave yourself in a situation where you're relying on a partner.
Other people,
definitely. I think that is a really important message. And sometimes you don't learn that till later on in life, you know.
No, you don't.
You get yourself into a situation where you do have to walk away from a partner for your own benefit or your own benefit.
Yeah.
And I hear stories from girls all the time, you know, through this podcast, you'll message and say, you know, I've been going through a tough time, I've been listening in, I've been taking advice from the girls on your show and things. And I think we've never really spoken about what you've just said, and it is really important that you rely on no one but yourself. You come in on your own, you go out on your own, and
exactly and
to be proud of what you're doing because you've done it yourself.
Yeah,
it's a whole different level of pride, I do believe.
Definitely.
Ladies of Liverpool, you're moving into your house. What's the next chapter for you?
Moving into my house. I've actually got my own studio in Rainhill. So my dad was into property, and this business come up literally down the road, right near my mum's house. So we got the business, and he turned it into a salon for my sister. And I was doing beauty at the time.
Yeah.
So we give it a good go. It's been there 7 years. And then it was like a two-story building. So upstairs was never touched. It was like an old building. So then he said, you know, what do you want to do? Should I rent it out, do it off, rent it out and do it as an apartment? Or should we give it a go as another business? So we've done like a little chart for the clients. So when my sister's clients were coming in, getting the hair done, we'd done a chart if they wanted a fitness studio, a dog groomers or a cafe. So the fitness come on top, you know, to turn upstairs. And then, honest to God, from then, it's all gone. It's snowballed. That's where it started from.
So I see that you do like outdoors boot camps, obviously, with COVID and everything like that. So is that what you're going to move into, those studios?
So I've that's what I've been doing. I've had the studio for 3 years now, and just before lockdown hit us, I was booming, absolutely booming with the classes, with boot camps, with the kids acro. I teach the kids acro as well. I was flying with all of that.
Oh.
And then, but you know, as one door shuts, another one opens, and I'd never have done the online plan, Leanne, if this didn't happen. So you just take it on the chin, and you've got to move with the time, always.
Yeah, there's another classic piece of advice, Go with change, welcome change, and do your best. That
definitely.
You do with it. Kim, you're a joy. I'm going to look forward to doing my workout later on. My bum's killing me. You're one of the few people who've ever been a pain in my arse that I've actually enjoyed.
So, yes.
Thanks for that, Kim. And next time you see me, I'll be ripped.
Good girl. Thanks for having me, Leanne.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. Of course, you've got to check out Prinny Fitness and you've got to check out claresliverpool.com, a Liverpool beauty brand that you need to have a look at, because there are loads of special deals and offers and discounts at the moment. So find claresliverpool.com.